The evening air in Pasadena grew unnervingly cold as the city lights flickered on, a sea of artificial stars below their hillside workshop. Robert stood by the rolling steel door, his eyes locked on a dark sedan idling across the street. It had been sitting there for 3 hours, its presence a calculated, silent threat. Minnie walked up beside him, her face pale in the dim light of the shop. "That's the same car from the town hall," she whispered, her hand gripping a heavy wrench. "The man who wouldn't give his name." Robert nodded, his chest tightening. "He's not here for the grid contract, Min. He's waiting for us to leave so he can break the lock." Virginia stepped out from the back, holding a tablet that showed the shop's security feed. "Dad, the motion sensors are picking up movement near the rear ventilation duct. Someone is trying to bypass the electronic alarm system." Robert's instincts from his old corporate security days snapped into place. "Barbara, get the girls to the inner office and lock the gate. Dorothy, grab the heavy light stanchions. We're going to make sure they know we're home and we aren't moving. We can't fight them if they have legal papers, Robert," Minnie said, though her voice remained steady. "They don't have legal papers," Robert replied, his voice a low, dangerous rumble. "They have desperation. And we have the proof of the grid design. If they get in here, they'll bury our hard work under a mountain of litigation that we can't afford." Suddenly, the shop lights flickered and died, plunging them into an artificial, oppressive darkness. The only illumination came from the faint glow of the city lights filtering through the grime on the high windows. "Stay behind the desk," Robert ordered. He moved toward the front bay, his boots silent on the concrete. He reached the wall switch for the emergency floodlights, a manual override he had installed during the build. "You want the shop?" Robert shouted into the void. "Come and take it." He slammed the switch. A blinding, white light erupted, filling the workshop and spilling out into the street. Three figures, dressed in dark tactical gear, froze at the threshold of the bay door, their eyes shielded by the sudden, harsh glare. "The blueprints aren't here," Robert continued, stepping into the center of the light, his frame looking massive. "I already sent the files to the city council's lead engineer. The grid is public record now. You're too late." The leader of the group, a man with a sharp, angular face, squinted against the light. "You think the city will protect you, Towers? They're just as hungry as we are for what's in those files." "Then let them be hungry," Robert retorted. "But you're trespassing on private property, and my cameras are streaming this entire interaction directly to the local police station's terminal." The men hesitated, the threat of exposure weighing heavier than the greed that had brought them there. Robert held his ground, knowing the bluff was the only thing keeping the shop from being cleared. "Get out," Robert said. "And tell whoever sent you that if they come back, I'm not opening the door again." The men backed away, disappearing into the dark shadows of the alleyway. Robert stood there until the sedan roared to life and sped away. He was exhausted, his hands trembling, but the shop was secure. The towers would rise, one piece at a time, even in the heart of the city.